Hello, this is Paul Green, WGN political analyst and chairman of the City Club of Chicago. Today at the City Club, we had Marilyn Gardner, president and CEO of Navy Pier. Marilyn Gardner just revealed, probably for the first time publicly, that last year Navy Pier had 8.5 million visitors, the number one tourist attraction not only in Illinois, but in the entire Middle West. Her other statistic that she gave is since the new Ferris wheel opened on Memorial Day, over 200,000 people have ridden it. And, according to Marilyn, eight couples have gotten engaged on the Ferris wheel. Make your own analogy. Last but not least, they are talking about what it takes to run a 50-acre park, which Navy Pier is, and she mentioned the tremendous increase in food choices and other activities. All in all, it's a very positive speech, so positive that someone asked her what will be the pier's position starting the 22nd century.
Wow, thank you. Thank you, Jay, and thank you, Paul, for inviting me back again. It's so great to see so many friends and partners of Navy Pier here. It's really quite touching. So thank you all for being here today. So it's my last visit to City Club in January of 2015. We've accomplished so much in our efforts to transform Navy Pier into a truly world-class civic space. Our ambitious undertaking has begun to come alive, and I'm thrilled to share with you an update on our progress as we begin Navy Pier's second century. As Chicagoans, we all cherish our lakefront and green spaces, the grid that organizes our city, our vibrant neighborhoods, the majestic and soaring skyline, all thanks to decisions that were made with foresight in centuries past. I believe that what's unfolding at Navy Pier, now in its second century, will be regarded as a major new chapter in the Chicago story. I'm so proud that our hopes and dreams are being realized. Come out to the pier today, as I know many of you have, and you'll see people from across the street and around the globe enjoying a truly great public place, reveling in this lakefront treasure and its renaissance. We kicked off the pier's centennial celebration Memorial Day weekend with the opening of our spectacular new Ferris wheel. It was so gratifying to watch the new wheel, like a giant erector set, establish its place on our dynamic skyline. Bigger, bolder, and even more iconic. Already, nearly 200,000 guests have ridden the wheel. That's since Memorial Day. Isn't that great? And at least 10 couples have gotten engaged on the new wheel. And now, with the enclosed climate-controlled gondolas, we're certain that the excitement will continue all year round. The Polk Brothers Fountain and Plaza has also been a dynamic new draw. There is rarely a minute in the day that goes by that fountain isn't filled with children and adults running, jumping, splashing, and just having good old-fashioned fun. Nobody's wishing for winter quite yet, but when it inevitably comes, the fountain area will be transformed into an ice skating rink. Something to look forward to. The pier has been the number one leisure destination in the Midwest since originally opening in 1995. In 2015 alone, we welcome more than 8.5 million guests. That's more than the entire population of New York City. And we're on track to exceed that number in 2016. When we authored our centennial vision in 2010, our goal was to reimagine Navy Pier, to unlock its full potential. We continue to unleash that potential, and it's pretty clear that our second century will be even more spectacular than the first. Our first phase of redevelopment is now complete. We've unveiled a greener, more contemporary, open, and expansive South Dock. We've embraced the spectacular new Polk Brothers Fountain and Plaza, introduced our Chicago-centric food experience, and opened our new Centennial Wheel. All of these improvements were made to enhance our guest experience. And I have to tell you that Each and every day I'm approached by somebody who tells me how great the new pier is looking. But one thing that really struck me last weekend, one of our partners mentioned to me that he's just in awe by the way the entire environment, the mood of the pier has changed. And I think people are they're engaging with the space in ways we may have never imagined. So it's really, truly exciting and gratifying to see that. So the thing that really strikes me the most and is most gratifying is how people are engaging with the pier's new physical space, just as we and our designer, James Corner, had intended. Along the gracious, open promenade of the less cluttered South Dock, everyday Chicagoans and visitors to our great city are soaking up the sun, or sitting in the shade watching the boats go by, or actually starting impromptu performances on the stages that line the dock. Just the other day, I watched as a group of young teenage campers, all in their matching summer camp t-shirts, jumped up on one of the stages and started dancing. They were doing a cute little synchronized dance. What was really great was to see their smiles and hear their giggles when the crowd that had gathered started cheering wildly for them. It was really, truly priceless. But that's what it's all about. And why not? Daniel Burnham, in his 1909 master plan for Chicago, called Navy Pier the People's Pier. And truly, it belongs to all of us. You know, and those kids truly owned it, I have to say. We've been purposeful and intentional about creating an authentically Chicago experience. The same principle that continues to guide the physical redevelopment applies to the programmatic work taking shape at the pier as well. And that's what truly excites me about what we're doing at the pier. In collaboration with Chicago's vibrant arts community, we are creating a strategic plan to establish Navy Pier as an on-ramp to Chicago's artistic and cultural riches. In our pilot alone, we're working with more than 600 local artists and performing arts organizations to enrich our guest experience with ever-changing programs, and also to provide the artists with a platform to showcase their talents and broaden their reach. This is Navy Pier as a civic space and a resource for our community. No other city produces performing arts talent and culinary stars quite like Chicago. No other city has such a rich tapestry of neighborhoods, and no other city in the world can boast a 50-acre property extending nearly a mile into serenely beautiful water. Our investment in the physical elements of Navy Pier allow us to animate our plazas, parks, stages, lawns, and indoor spaces in new and inviting ways. The possibilities for combining these great civic assets at the pier are limitless. By doing so, Navy Pier will resonate as an only-in-Chicago experience. Whether you're a longtime resident or you've traveled here from Carbondale, Houston, London, or Beijing, like many of our visitors do. As Chicagoans, Navy Pier is part of our collective history, from its Burnham-era origins to the current pier. I love hearing stories from people who studied at Harvard on the Rocks or ate shrimp out of a brown paper bag from Rockies. I'm guessing many of you have, right? Right? Or whose grandparents trained in the Navy at Navy Pier. Or those like me who paid $5 to see the Buckinghams on a floating stage during Chicago Fest. We, and I mean all of us, have had an amazing first century at Navy Pier. We'll always honor that past, but the Navy Pier of today and the Navy Pier of tomorrow is moving forward, creating, growing, and reimagining. As we enter our second century, and I'll repeat that one more time, Navy Pier is entering its second century as a Chicago landmark. We will continue to explore what Navy Pier can be to unlock its full potential. For the Navy Pier team, that means, in part, being a learning organization, always open to creative transformation. And that's what Navy Pier has in common with most of you here today. Though you may not operate a Ferris wheel, you know you must learn from and listen to your stakeholders, always looking to improve and evolve. At Navy Pier, we continue our evolution. As you may recall, Navy Pier became a nonprofit in 2011. That transition has enabled us to be more agile, to think about our future in new ways, and to dream big. No great undertaking can happen without a shared commitment by many. While I had the honor of sharing our story with you, it wouldn't be possible without our dedicated board of directors, led by Bill Brodsky, nor would it be possible without our phenomenal partners and generous donors. And it certainly couldn't happen without an incredibly talented team that dedicates themselves to the successful operation and ongoing redevelopment of Navy Pier every day. I'm so proud of what, together, we have accomplished. We don't close our doors in the evenings, on weekends, or on holidays. This is a group of individuals that works tirelessly 365 days a year to provide a safe and phenomenal experience for our guests. Many of our Navy Pier team members, board members, partners, and donors are here today. I thank each and every one of you for your commitment to advancing our vision for the People's Pier. Oh, thank you. Thank you. As you likely can tell, I love the pier and the people who make it so magical, and I love what it means to our great city, Chicago. The new Navy Pier is alive, energetic, open, dynamic, and ever-changing, just like our city. This past weekend, one of our partners had commented to me, as I had mentioned earlier, about how dramatically different the pier looks and feels, but it's the energy, the excitement that is now becoming very magnetic. Every day at the pier, we impact tens of thousands of people, creating lifelong memories. Put simply, Navy Pier is a grand civic space like no other. As you might imagine, there is no way I can truly illustrate the complexity and enormity of what happens on the pier on a daily basis. That said, I'm going to try to give you a little glimpse of the Navy Pier that I have the privilege of seeing every day. Here, the sun's just rising at 5 a.m., actually one of my favorite times to be out at the pier. If you've ever been on the pier that early, you know it comes to life in stages just like the rest of the city. Even before the sun's rays break across the water, there's so much behind-the-scenes work that's getting done to prepare our 50-acre property for the day. Sunrise means the pier's coming to life, employees arriving from our many businesses, landscapers tending to our green spaces, and deliveries finding their destinations. We also have an early morning guest contingent of runners, walkers, and even fishermen who line the North Dock angling for the catch of the day. Around 7 a.m., people involved with the trade shows and conferences start arriving. The Aon Grand Ballroom and Festival Hall host general sessions, corporate and charitable functions, trade shows, and conferences nearly every day of the year. The range of groups we host is really pretty striking. Just last week, nearly 7,000 teenage athletes competed in the A6 Junior National Volleyball Championships at Navy Pier. We transformed Festival Hall into a 28-court arena and welcome 448 teams from across the country. Thank you. Now you're wondering who this guy is. He was not at the volleyball championships, but in August, we'll host a major academic conference, one of the largest gatherings of primate experts in the world. So from volleyball prodigies to chimp conservationists, we're welcoming the world and sharing it with Chicago. WBEZ's locally produced morning shift program starts at 9. Chicago Public Media's headquarters have been at Navy Pier since 1995, when many called their move to Navy Pier a big, huge gamble. By 10 a.m., waves of guests start showing up. Rerouted traffic, improved signage, free trolleys along the Grand and Illinois corridor and between the pier and Art Institute, and on-pier shuttles have made it easier to get to and from as well as along the pier. Guests arrive by foot, by bike, by bus, by car, and even by water taxi. 10 a.m. is also the time that our attractions, shops, and restaurants open. Chicago Children's Museum, one of our key cultural anchors, is a place where families and children connect through learning and play. They'll continue to evolve with us into Navy Pier's second century as well. The Richard Dreyhaus Stained Glass Museum shines as a place of respite for our guests. Now the water taxis, tour boats, and dining cruises begin taking folks for leisurely trips along the lakefront or down the river. They leave from the stunning new lake pavilions. James Corner designed the lake pavilions not only to organize the ticketing and amenities, but to frame our spectacular views. I think you'll agree they're beautiful. And at the very end of the pier is the magnificent East End Plaza, where the expanse of the sky and lake to come together to give you the feel of being on a freshwater ocean. Speaking of which, earlier this month, we hosted the Louis Vuitton America's Cup World Series Chicago. Nearly 200,000 spectators from 46 states and 23 countries lined the pier to witness the first freshwater competition in America's Cup's 165-year history. It was truly spectacular. Truly. Several people mentioned earlier that they had had the opportunity to make it out to the pier to actually see it for themselves, but if you didn't see it or you weren't there in person, I hope you had the opportunity to watch it on NBC because it was truly one of the most magnificent activations of our lakefront that I have ever seen, and it was just truly spectacular for the pier and for the city, and we are hoping to get them back in 2021 for the real finals. And I do have to say that there were several people who competed and who had said that this was something they had never seen, and the other ports, the other locations where they compete, it's nothing like this. It was just truly spectacular. In other locations, you can't even view the boats or the races from the shore, so it was just terrific. We were thrilled. And in a few weeks, the tall ships will return to Chicago from as far away as Norway and Spain. It's hard to believe, but this is the eighth time we're hosting Tall Ship Chicago. I hope you'll join us for this, yet another unique maritime event at the pier, where we're welcoming 14 ships from around the world. Which brings us to lunchtime at Navy Pier. One of the things we've heard most about the new Navy Pier is that guests are thrilled with the vastly improved food choices. The options reflect Chicago's spirit of culinary innovation and passion for hospitality. We've strategically collaborated with some of Chicago's culinary giants to bring best in Chicago dining experiences to Navy Pier. DMK Burger and Fish, Big Bowl, Pork Chop, Goddess and the Baker, Giordano's, and as Paul mentioned, Rainbow Cone, are among some of our new options. This summer, Lalo's and Tiny Tavern will join the lineup as well. Now it's afternoon at the pier, after lunch, of course, and in its second century, the pier is a place of breezy and highly accessible walkways. Whether you're taking a few steps or exploring the wealth of perspective you get when walking the full length. Speaking of walking the full length, which is six city blocks long, that's the distance from the Michigan Avenue Bridge and Water Tower, our new Navy Pier app provides a self-guided tour and helps our guests navigate their way from end to end. Just this past weekend, We celebrated Pride at Navy Pier. The event was the city's first Pride celebration outside of the Lakeview neighborhood, which we are clearly very proud of. Given recent events in Orlando, this inaugural event took on a whole new meaning for Navy Pier and our city. Thank you to all who came out to celebrate with us. It truly was spectacular. Our centennial wheel, the Pepsi Wave Swinger, and the carousel are filled with families, children, and guests of all ages on a daily basis. And this year, there's even an outdoor ice skating rink. Yes, outdoor ice skating in the summer. 70, 80, 90, 100 degree heat, and you can come out and skate in shorts and t-shirts in Polk Brothers Park. What could be better than that? And it harkens back to the early days when Polk Brothers put ice skating rinks in their parking lots. So we love that tie back to the history of the Polk family and appreciate their support. As the sun begins to set, Navy Pier is aglow in a completely different way. The new pier is absolutely stunning in the evening. It's a perfect place for a day, but also a great place to celebrate summer with the family. Crowds start gathering early on the wave wall to watch the free Aeon summer fireworks on Wednesdays and Saturdays. Live entertainment in the Miller Lite Beer Garden draws guests to the East End in a setting like no other. The rooftop and Aeon Grand Ballroom might be a host to a major fundraising gala, and patrons arrive for a pre-show dinner and a performance at Chicago Shakespeare Theater. By next fall, 2017, Shakespeare's work will be completed on the new Yard Theater, which will transform the former Skyline stage into a dramatic, innovative theater unmatched globally. And in recent year, or in the next few years, I apologize, a 200-room boutique hotel on the east end of the pier will provide guests with what we believe will be the most drop-dead gorgeous views of our city and skyline. How great is that? Even cooler is that the hotel will anchor a new dining and entertainment district. Now, as the day comes to an end for our guests, the final trip on the centennial wheel returns passengers back to solid ground around midnight, and the lights dim. While the city sleeps, work at the pier continues. Engineers, housekeepers, and security personnel work through the night to prepare the pier for another day. I continue to be in awe of how people are engaging with the space. Everyday Chicagoans are engaging with the space on a daily basis. It's really, really neat to see come to life. And I hope that all of you will make a point to come out and witness for yourself. Imagine an entire second century of days that are dynamic and engaging, with the pier showcasing the very best of Chicago, a civic space that we're all proud to call an authentic representation of everything we love about our city. A place that's not just Chicago's most visited attraction, but also one of its most celebrated and universally enjoyed experiences. Our progress on Navy Pier's transformation proves once again that when it comes to civic foresight and imaginative planning, Chicago shines. It's our collective strength. Now we need to keep that sense of shared ownership and momentum strong. We all have a role to play in transforming and owning the People's Pier. As I've said before, our challenge and charge is that Navy Pier now has a double bottom line. We must continue to be self-sustaining, a financially viable and successful organization, while at the same time making a measurable impact on our city. The Polk family and foundation set an incredible precedent with their generous and transformational $20 million gift that is creating the 13-acre Polk Brothers Park Navy Pier's green front door. This is another chapter and the Polk family's inspiring, one-of-a-kind story of civic leadership and generosity. Heartfelt thanks to Sandy Guthman, Chairman, to Gillian Darlow, CEO, and Cheryl Thomas, Director, for your incredible support and commitment to working with us to transform Navy Pier into the truly world-class destination that our city deserves. And thank you to the entire Polk team for your ongoing commitment and partnership. Thank you. We also appreciate Aon's generous support, which we commemorated with the renaming of Navy Pier's historic Grand Ballroom to the Aon Grand Ballroom. And we're incredibly grateful to our committed corporate pier-wide partners, Pepsi, American Airlines, and Miller Coors. We're also thrilled that Fifth Third Bank has joined us to sponsor our centennial celebration. With the phase one of our vision complete, our plans call for transformation of the Family Pavilion, East End Plaza, and the Crystal Gardens. As you might imagine, we'll be turning to Chicago's generous corporate and philanthropic community to secure additional monies for the capital improvements to transform these spaces. Our vision is bold and our plans are ambitious, but I'm confident that individuals, foundations, and corporations will join us in these efforts. At the same time, we'll create the kind of experiences that these amazing new spaces truly warrant. Programming that celebrates our incredible lakefront environment and the mosaic of our great city. As we advance our vision for the People's Pier, we are creating better connections to our world-renowned skyline, our expansive lakefront, and that vast inland body of water that is Lake Michigan. Daniel Burnham called Navy Pier the People's Pier for good reason. We all should take pride and ownership of this urban waterfront space without equal in the world and keep our vision moving forward. That is how we serve this civic jewel best, by unleashing its full potential, by seeking creative, bolder, and more inspiring solutions. I invite you all to Navy Pier and to join us in celebrating our second century. Thank you.
Thank you, Marilyn. If you have a question for Marilyn, tweet pretty quick. There she is, Amanda. Okay, Jorge has a question. Even though I'm asking, even though you threw all that Barcelona football club at me, and envy's a terrible trait. Here we go. Can you please assure the subcontractors who worked on the recent phase payment? Let's start off with a general question. Many of the subs have not been paid.
Right. Well, as you know, Jorge, we had a construction manager who we engaged for a portion of phase one. We do not have direct contracts with the subs. We had a contract with the construction manager, and we're working through issues with that, and as we proceed through our legal proceedings with them, we are doing everything in our power to ensure that they get paid as quickly as possible.
You could have a triple bottom line to make sure that every M&W that worked on that got paid and you don't try them under.
No, and that has long been our intent. That's why we're going through this process to ensure that these subs don't get hurt. I mean, truly.
Okay. Got all the questions here. We got the barge man here. Ashin Ladd, where are you, Ashin? The barge man. How do you envision Navy Pier at the end of this century? That's 84 years, guy. Okay, go ahead.
Well, again, Ashvin, Navy Pier is the People's Pier. And with our having transformed to the nonprofit, that was done really to ensure that the pier is protected and has its own board of directors with the peer as the sole focus so that it is protected and that we're able to ensure that it continue to be the people's peer. So I see much more technology in the future years at the peer, but I see it always being a place where Chicago is celebrated and truly a celebration of what's best in Chicago. We've done that with the food. We'll be doing that with the retail, and we're really working hard to make it a place where all of the cultural riches convene at Navy Pier so that when you come to the pier, it's a best of Chicago and only in Chicago experience. And I hope that is continued out in centuries to come. Thank you.
Good answer. By the way, all of you here today, I take pride in inviting you to the 22nd century opening of the pier. I'm sure you'll all wish to attend. That's called an optimist. All right. Another tough question. Boy, Marilyn, you. Judy Thornburg, is there any health-oriented fresh vegan food at the pier? Come on, Marilyn, you're with the big guys.
Yes, there is. I did not mention we also welcome Freshy to the pier when we reopen the food experience. So Freshy is certainly a great option, but also Goddess and the Baker has some great choices as well. And we'll continue as we continue to add and evolve. We always keep that in mind. It was very important to us at the onset with the redevelopment, and will continue to be.
All right. Two more questions. I thought she gave a great speech. Okay, here we go.
Thank you.
Biba Roche, Know Your Chicago. Oh, okay. What are you doing to improve the music? Come on, Marilyn, this job, you know, no one twisted your arm.
Well, when I had mentioned the performing arts groups, the 600-plus arts organizations in our city, we're hoping that as you traverse the pier, you're going to be hearing different types of music, seeing different types of artistic performances throughout the pier, and that it's, again, really a collection of some of these terrific emerging young artists in Chicago. And I think you'll be hearing and seeing a lot more in that arena as we continue with our pilot programming, but as we continue to evolve the programming that I talked about. So I think you'll enjoy the music at the pier.
Hey, two more questions, and I guess that's Trevor Heffernan. The Chicago helicopter experience. How are you? Okay. Can you give an update on the boat access on the north side and potential integration of the breakwater project?
Well, as far as the boat action, so we have long envisioned transient boat docking on the north side of the pier, and that is something that we are hopeful will become reality. And we've actually issued an RFP for a developer or to find developers who are interested in developing a boat docking marina on the North Dock. We think it would be great for people to come in for a weekend from Michigan, Wisconsin, throughout the Great Lakes, or just to stop for an hour or two to grab lunch. It really isn't a place in Chicago where you can do that, so we would love to be that location.
Last question, and we've never had this kind of person ask it. It's from Michelle and Colleen, sort of a duet. No last names. Please elaborate on the pier's new and innovative programming plan in 30 seconds.
Well, I talked about Pride at the pier. We had a great day Saturday with a variety of programs ranging from dance to poetry readings, a parade down the South Dock with, you know, a marching band where all of our guests just jumped up and became part of the parade. So there will be, as I mentioned, a lot of impromptu things or things that we're doing that get people up on their feet and, you know, make you want to participate. So it'll be participatory, interactive, and really, truly innovative for the pier. But again, Navy Pier will be that platform for all of these arts and cultural organizations to show their talent and share their talent with the millions of guests who come to the pier.
How about a round of applause? Excellent.